Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, vlogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help you to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners. So today is episode number 2 from season number 3. And I'm going to be talking about how to conquer content inconsistency. If you recall from the last episode, I gave you several success tips on building your business blog. And if you missed it, I want you to listen to it after this show and then share it with your friend, your family, and your followers. And hey, don't forget, leave me a review too. I want to know what you think. Now, I gave you many tips. However, the biggest concern that most new bloggers have, as well as a few vets have when it comes to blogging, is being consistent. So today, I want to share with you a few ways on how to conquer inconsistent content posting. Because, you know, if you begin to slide down that slippery slope of inconsistency, it may be hard to climb back up. And you may give in and stop posting altogether. And that is not my goal, nor should it be yours. Now, the art of creating new content is based on really coming up with new ideas. And if you recall from the last 2 episodes of season 2, I provided you with over 100 topics that you can use. So just take a few of them or even all of them when you're thinking about how you can use your business to create content topics for your audience. Remember the coffee date, the story I told you about? If you and I were scheduled to have a coffee date and I came over on a Saturday morning and I knocked on the door and we went out and we had coffee, we chat, we had a great time. The second Saturday I came to your house, I knocked on the door, you did not answer. No coffee, no chit, no chat. The third Saturday I came to your home, I knocked on the door, you still did not answer. No chit, no chat, and no coffee. Do you honestly think that I'm coming back on that fourth Saturday? Nope. I found someone else to chit and chat and have coffee with, which is the same thing that happens when your audience is looking for you with new blog posts. If you are inconsistent, remember, there are over 650 million other blogs out there. So they may find someone else to have coffee and chit and chat with as well. So let's start with just a few steps to success when it comes to being consistent with your content and posting. Number 1, start small. That's right. Begin with just a few blog posts. You can actually use information that's already on your website or even from industry newsletters and websites, and you can just add your spin or your opinion on these articles. And most of you, especially most business owners that have products and services, they want to feature them on a regular basis. So use those products and services as the foundation to write content. And remember, a weekly post is better than no post weekly. Let me say that again. A weekly post is better than no post weekly. Tweet that. And speaking of tweet, follow me on the Delaware Blogger Twitter handle. That's me. Number 2, set a schedule. Yeah, I know you're busy. We all are. But are you too busy to build a bigger audience that will increase your sales and leads? After all, anything worth doing is worth doing, period. Point blank, period. Anything worth doing is worth doing. So do it. Something like that. I don't know, whatever. Anywho, do have an hour or two per week that you can devote to writing a simple blog post. Perhaps you can give up an hour of your TV time or wake up an hour earlier on the weekend. Yeah, you know, I love sleeping in extra on the weekend. So give up that extra hour. Just get up, right? Put it, you know, schedule that time. Put away the TV. Put down the smartphone. You're going to get caught up in social media. Stay off of social media because that's the black hole. But schedule an hour. Put it on your calendar so that no one else can book that time. You know, if you have a scheduler, make sure that it's booked. Post writing. Set up a reminder. Even set up a reminder with your artificial device so she can remind you as well. And soon it's going to become a natural routine. Trust and believe. I use a flip chart. I write it down. I see it every day, what I need to do, what posts I need to do, what podcasts I need to do, when I need to, you know, repurpose content, because we talked about that as well. So set a schedule and it will become normal and routine. Number three, delegate. Do you have a staff member, a client, or even a customer that might be willing to write a testimony or do a product review? Can you hire a VA or an intern? You get an intern from a college to write blog posts. Perhaps even reaching out to a marketing influencer such as myself. You know, we accept products and services in exchange for review. So it's a win-win for you and me too. So let's take a quick break. Go grab yourself something to sip or snack. And then we come back, we'll continue with today's topic on how you can conquer content inconsistency. And don't forget to subscribe to the Delaware Blogger, where you can order a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide, which is available on Amazon. And guess what? Edition number 2 is under review, and it will be real soon when I drop that baby as well. So we'll be right back.
You do not want to miss the Future Is Now Virtual Conference 2021 worldwide, February 8th through February 12th, 2021, hosted by Click Urban and the HBCU Foundation. This conference is all about solutions for Black economics and community empowerment. This 5-day event will be full of heavy-hitting speakers, a variety of workshops, live entertainment, shopping, and more. Featuring speakers like Curtis Simmons of the HBCU Go Network, Nikki Woods, former producer of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Tamika Fadden, and the founder of the nation's largest urban health and music festival, and many more. Hurry to secure your spot and register today at thefutureisnowconference.com. That's thefutureisnowconference.com. And use the coupon code SAVEEARLY2021 for 50% off. Again, that is thefutureisnowconference.com. Register now. You do not want to miss this. The Culture Reloaded in 2021.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger and the host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Hello, and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Because a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and your unique perspective. A blog positions you as an expert. It is your home base. It is the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your readers to take action, because it's actually where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit. And I can assist with that mission. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. Now, before the break, I started talking about ways to conquer your content inconsistency. And the first thing I said, start small. Set a schedule and delegate. Those three things will get you started. Number four, determine your ROI. That's right, your return on investment. What is your game plan? What is your why? Why do you want to share content? What do you want to get out of your blog post? That's going to be the biggest determining factor. It's also going to be a great motivational factor when you decide that you want more sales, more leads, more eyes on your products, even more foot traffic into your brick and mortar. Once you determine your ROI and why you decided to start your business blog in the first place, or even why you started your business in the first place, those ideas are going to start to flow and you will be able to create some consistent content. And last but not least, automate. Remember, it's never one and done, and you can repurpose your previously written content by scheduling it to post again. Use apps such as Promo Republic, Meet Edgar, Buffer, or Hootsuite to reshare content. You can change up the images and update some of the content, and you may be surprised that you may not need to do much. As a matter of fact, I just posted or reposted a New Year goals versus a resolution post that I wrote in 2019. So go back to the list that I gave you in the last two episodes of season number two for some blog post content ideas. Then use your calendar, jot down a few of them each week, and I bet you're going to have enough content for the next 6 months or more. And if you want to chat about this, make sure to send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com, and we'll get you scheduled for your 15-minute complimentary discovery call. Or you can go ahead and just order the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book. And you remember when I previously announced that I'm going to be launching a new blogging online course? Stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, in between time, make sure that you subscribe to dellblogger.com. You find and follow me on all my social media platforms using the Linktree ID dellblogger. Oh, if you'd like to be a sponsor for the Blog Your Way to a Business Profit podcast, send an email to eclifetalkradio@gmail.com. Again, that's eclifetalkradio@gmail.com. I'm going to leave that in the show notes so you can check out some of the great opportunities to not only sponsor the Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, but any of the other hosts that are currently on the Elite Conversations community. So again, if you'd like to learn more about starting a blog, send an email to me, info@ablakeenterprises.com. We'll get you scheduled for that 15-minute discovery call. And thank you so very much for checking out today's episode, How to Conquer Content Inconsistency. Make sure you visit and subscribe to dellblogger.com. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, Dell Blogger. You can see me on my YouTube channel, Delaware Blogger. Share and subscribe to this podcast, which we can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, and so many more to come in 2021. Remember, I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in, and until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.